Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
We're here at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. Obviously, with the amount of noise in the background, people are very excited about all the films that have been announced this morning. Piers, tell me a little bit about the opening night film, a kind of an action film, an interesting choice for an opening night film.
It is. We're obviously playing around with what we're doing with our opening night film. We used to traditionally open Canadian. The last couple of years, we've opened with a documentary. We opened with a British film called Creation. This is an American film, Ryan Johnson. This is his third feature, a film called Looper. It's a sort of a mix of genres, sci-fi and the gangster genre. Really, really interesting script. Very well acted, very well directed, very well made. And it was just something that we thought, it had a kind of a kinetic energy, which would get the festival off on, you know, just the right note. And so it'll be, yeah, very interesting to see how our audience reacts to it. We love the movie, and we think that the rest of the lineup behind what we announced, Looper, our opening night film, is equally strong, equally powerful, and very, very diverse. It's a really wonderful mix of films. Like, we've got galas from about eight separate different countries, Denmark, China, Japan, the UK. So it's, you know, very Italy. So it's a great, great lineup of films.
Interesting to see Ben Affleck back again with what looks like a very interesting film.
Well, of course, and this is Argo, is a Canadian story that he has directed and he's in it. It's a story about the Iranian hostage taking about 30 years ago, I guess, and the Canadian ambassador at the time, Ken Taylor, was very, very involved in this story to try and get this group of Americans who had been kidnapped out of Tehran. So it's a fictionalization of that story, and he's done, a wonderful job just in terms of recounting the events, the strange tale of trying to get them out, and you saw a little bit of that in the clip today, because they really had run out of ideas, but it all ended up in a very kind of happy situation with Ben Affleck leading the kidnapped people out of the country.
Piers, any thoughts on, we had the recent tragedy in Colorado, any thoughts on violence in movies and how it affects people and in real time?
Of course, we were deeply saddened and shocked by the events in Colorado. I mean, for anyone to walk into a cinema and, you know, obviously any public space and kill people we're deeply, deeply shocked and saddened by that. Films, by their very nature, I think, reflect the world around them. And, of course, violence has been a part of cinema for decades right now. You know, sometimes controversial, but again, going back to Bonnie and Clyde and The Godfather, you know, films that kind of set a new standard for violence. This film doesn't do that. This film is a very, very serious examination of a man confronting himself and what that self has turned into. It's kind of a doppelganger movie. Of course, violence is at the periphery of it, as it is for the Ben Affleck film that we talked about, Argo. You know, very, very different subject, political themed. So it was something that we obviously thought very seriously about in terms of today's announcement. Was it appropriate for us to make that announcement? We kind of grappled with that issue. And then I think at the end of the day, we decided to go ahead. You know, of course, with complete respect for the victims of this tragedy, we're taking extra precautions here at our festival in terms of security.
Such as?
I'm honestly not at liberty to tell you what those are, but the safety of our public is of paramount importance, and, you know, a couple of days after an event like this, you obviously sit up and pay particular attention to it. So we're talking to law enforcement agencies, to our own security company, et cetera, et cetera.
Piers, last question. Any other overarching themes that you've noticed in the film selection this year?
It's a little early to tell, to be honest. I think when you actually hear, you know, the 60 titles or so that we announced today, it's obviously a very, very diverse, wide cross-section. So we haven't, Cam and I and the programming team haven't kind of sat down and said, so what are the overwhelming themes this year? You know, what kind of springs out at us? We haven't really done that. And it's, to be honest, very, very difficult for me to at this point in time, to get a feel for that.
Get you on that one later.
Yeah,
thanks,
for sure. Okay, you're welcome.